Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 91, Fruit of the Spirit, Evidence, Not Effort, when Paul writes, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." Galatians 5:22 through 23, he gives us a list that is both beautiful and intimidating. I remember reading these words and feeling the weight of them, almost like a spiritual report card I could never quite measure up to: love, joy, peace. These are qualities I wanted, but I often tried to produce them through sheer determination, and every time I ended up frustrated. It took me years to realize that Paul wasn't giving me a checklist. He was describing fruit, something that grows because the Spirit is present, not because I am striving. That shift changed everything. Fruit is evidence, not effort. It is the outward expression of the inward life the Spirit supplies. When I finally understood that, the pressure lifted. I stopped trying to act more loving or force patience, and I began to pay attention to the one who produces these qualities within me. Jesus explains this beautifully when he says, "I am the vine, you are the branches, apart from me you can do nothing." John 15:5. Branches don't manufacture fruit, they don't strain or push, they simply stay connected. The life of the vine flows through them and fruit appears. I've had seasons where I tried to imitate the fruit, hoping it would make me feel more spiritual. But imitation never lasts. It wilts under pressure. Real fruit grows from real connection. Jesus goes even further. "By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples." John 15:8. Fruit is not proof of my effort. It's proof of his life in me. It's the quiet testimony that Christ is shaping my heart. The Father is glorified, not because I performed well, but because the Spirit produced what only he can produce. Paul reinforces this truth when he describes believers as filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:11. That phrase, "through Jesus Christ," has anchored me more times than I can count. It reminds me that fruit is not self-generated. It comes through him by the Spirit as the natural overflow of his life within me. The righteous qualities God desires are not achieved by the flesh. They are fulfilled in those who walk with the Spirit. This is why fruit is evidence, not effort. Effort belongs to the flesh. Evidence belongs to the Spirit. Effort tries to imitate Christ. Evidence reveals Christ. Effort attempts to modify behavior. Evidence flows from a transformed heart. The fruit of the Spirit is not a performance. It's a miracle, quiet, steady, and often unnoticed until you look back and realize God has been changing you all along. I've learned that forced fruit never lasts. It's artificial. It wilts under pressure. But fruit that grows from the Spirit is different. It's steady. It's genuine. It's alive. It grows as we abide, trust, and walk with him. It grows as he shapes our desires, renews our minds, and forms Christ in us one degree at a time. The fruit of the Spirit is the evidence of God's work in your life. You don't produce it. You bear it. You don't manufacture it, you receive it. Fruit is the outward expression of the inward life of Christ. It is the witness of grace, the beauty of transformation, and the quiet proof that the Spirit is present and active. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.